What unmet needs lead to radicalization? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Arye Kruglansky, professor in the Department of Psychology at the University of Maryland, explores these needs and why they are met by radical groups.
In recent years, our research team has been investigating the issues of radicalization and violent extremism. The main questions we aimed to address were, why do people become extremists and how do they do so? Our empirical work addressed samples from many of the world regions where extremism poses an acute threat. Our work has uncovered the ingredients of the universal process that governs radicalization and that holds true across vast geographic and cultural differences in the samples we studied. That process includes three major components, what we call the three N's of radicalization. The first N is the individual's need. This is the motivation that propels them in the direction of extremism. That need is the quest for personal significance, the overpowering desire to matter, to have respect in one's own eyes and in the eyes of others. The second N is the ideological narrative that identifies the road to significance. In the case of violent extremism, that road promised to bring individuals significance and glory is violence against an enemy set to perpetrate crimes against one's group. That group could be ethnicity, religion, or nationality. The third N is a social network that validates the ideological narrative and rewards individuals by status and esteem for implementing the ideological injunctions. We found the three N's to be present in most cases of violent extremism. Individual personal demons that lower their sense of significance prompt them to latch on to ideological narratives supported by a network of respected friends and associates, and under the appropriate circumstances, trigger the decision to undertake violent action on behalf of the ideological cause.
That was Arye Kruglansky of the University of Maryland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.